we go. Oh, baby, welcome to Duck It Motherfucking Dialogue.
Oh, man, that was pretty good.
Going hard here.
Warm me up a little bit.
All righty, baby. I'm here with a really special guest today. Super excited. Haley Byfield, everybody. She's got a really cool background. She went to FIT in New York just for school. And she has a really cool story with her whole school background. And now she owns a company, a fashion company, making yoga apparel, athletic wear, yoga apparel, stuff like that. So Haley Byfield, glad to have you on here.
Steven, you're so cute. well, hi. Thanks for having me on. I'm so excited.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
I was just saying that I don't. It's sometimes hard to take you super seriously, but I was listening to Duck It Dialogue with Erin. And she's like such a badass,
dude.
I was like, wait, this is a really good podcast. I'm very happy.
Yeah,
I feel honored to be asked to be on.
Cool. Yeah, I'm glad you came on. I mean, yeah, that was a really cool podcast. I'm really glad that she was on and did that. And it was cool to kind of see the full circle and how she was there with us when we deployed.
Yeah, I couldn't believe she was like actually your photographer.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she's done so many other things. Like I had probably like 20 minutes left, like when I joined this, but wow. Like she was just like hitter after hitter after hitter.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah. Awesome. Especially when she's like, oh yeah. After the fall, after we withdrew from Afghanistan, I went back and hung out with the Taliban. I'm like, are you fucking nuts? Like, oh man.
Yeah. Super and fun. She's just like, so humble about everything, and you know, it was just really beautiful hearing her. So if you haven't listened to her episode, you should.
Well, I think you're up there as well. I really want to talk about like your because your drive is unlike, you know, most people that I've seen. You know, you have such an amazing drive, and what you had to go through to just get done with school is a pretty cool story, I think. And I want to touch on that a little bit, because you went to FIT in New York, and what made you choose the fashion world?
So I was never really great at school. I never really like asked for help growing up or anything. I think probably looking back, I had probably dyslexia or some form of it. Like I never really felt like I could succeed in school. And so I'm really competitive. And so if I'm not great at something, I'm like, ah, I don't even want to do it. You know, I grew up, I was second of four kids. My younger brother ended up having a brain tumor when he was 2 years old, and is nonverbal, and was diagnosed really early, you know, before autism was like a, you know, hot button topic. Mm-hmm. You know, it was something not really anybody had heard of before. And so my mom, she became like the research guru. Like she just, back when you'd have books in the house and like like encyclopedias, all, you know, you should copy, like Xeroxing things at the library. Like, you know, it was, and I remember like she got a computer in the house, like just to research stuff, but like definitely was like exemplified. She exemplified drive and like, I have the power to like make my own reality. And I think it was like tied in with this like mother's love for her child and like wanting him to like be, you know, have a great life. And like, you know, you bring your kids here and that's like the only thing you could like wish for, right? Is that your children have great lives. But within all that, it was very, it was like the other kids, there's three other kids, and it was okay, if we are not in screaming pain or like, we don't
It's
have
hard to
like a
get.
broken arm or something, please don't bother mom. Like, and she did a really great job raising that, but she gave us a lot of freedoms that maybe if all four of her kids were quote unquote normal,
So when
she
you were
maybe
growing
wouldn't have
up, would
done, because
the
she just,
were you helping? Did you help your mom a lot, or were you guys kind of doing your own thing, or how,
we
like?
were, yeah, so I mean, like we were all really like helpful of my to my mom, like definitely like a family unit, to with this like purpose of like helping Jack, and he was kind of like the star at the top of the Christmas tree in our house. But my sister, she really took the, she was my mom's partner, in a lot of things. And, back in those days, juicing or something was, like voodoo, weird stuff. So, like, so she was just kind of like researching all this stuff that would be amazing for our bodies that now we all are doing, like, without even thinking about it. But it was like, doctors weren't talking about it. She'd go in and like say, hey, I researched this, like I think my son needs IVIG, and they'd be like, why? And so anyway, I definitely, as the like middle child, sort of like, I was the upper middle, had the most freedom to explore. And my mom was so like excited and willing to allow me to explore, because she didn't, she didn't want to like try and harness any creativity that we would have had, because she likes, just because she didn't have time to like make sure we were, put in like everything. But anyway, I did ballet, and that's like a very structured thing. My sister did gymnastics. Like, we were always like very busy, but with our own stuff. But I definitely feel like I had so much room to explore, and like she, by allowing me to the freedoms to explore whatever I wanted, like it opened up these doors, and I felt like I had this amazing opportunity to do anything I wanted. And that's like a really powerful thing to learn when you're like, 8 years old,
So do you think that's
which
something
is,
that would have been as prevalent if your brother didn't have what was didn't have autism like he does, or?
yeah. So I mean, he does have autism. He's nonverbal, and me being only 2 years older than him, I feel like we had this just, like you do, anybody's siblings do, any siblings do, you have this like super intense connection. And
Oh
I
yeah, 'cause
remember just being
he's
like,
very like your brother's fucking awesome. He's
yeah,
such a
him,
like yeah, oh yeah. And he's very, even though he can't speak, you can see what's going on in there. You can see and like the
lots of nonverbal communication, absolutely.
yes. And what tripped me out, the craziest thing, like he can do you throw like five puzzles down upside down and he'll separate all the puzzles and do all the puzzles upside down with no picture on the front.
Yes. Yeah, the
It's fucking
cardboard
nuts.
side.
Yeah,
Yeah,
the cardboard
the
side.
cardboard. And even when there's multiple puzzles in the same pile, yeah, he can separate them out and complete them. It's actually incredible.
Like I'd love
But
to see through his eyes one
yeah,
day.
my life is absolutely, me
Right.
too. But absolutely, my whole life is different because I had this, beautiful person. And also, like, we always think that we, everything that we can bring to the world is brought through language.
Yeah.
But him not being able to speak and communicate typically with language, with spoken language, it really showed me that, like, no, I'm communicating something to people about who I am when I dress in a certain way, or when I am knitting, or, you know, there's so many other ways to communicate with the world and to bring value to the world that has absolutely nothing to do with what you're saying. So, and on top of that, I had this, it definitely was not a burden, but I felt sort of a responsibility that, like, I was given this beautiful life with, you know, talents and, you know, things that maybe I hadn't discovered at the time, but, like, I knew that even just being able to, like, be part of a regular classroom and, like, explore in that setting was an opportunity that, like, I needed to take on because I have, you know, the same genetics as this person had, like, it was all taken away. So,
So you learned gratitude at an
it
early
kind of, like,
age.
gave me that, yeah, like
Yeah.
that, the power of, you know, just, you know, the gifts that we were given, you know, the
Yeah.
little things that we were given that a lot of people take advantage of. I wasn't. And I was like, I remember when I was in high school, I always, well, when I was in fourth grade, I learned to sew in the, in, like, the costume department of my
Okay.
ballet school. They were basically like, the company added like 20 ensemble of, like, male piece to the ballet that was performing that Saturday, and they needed to make like 20 something leggings, or not leggings,
Yeah, you're
tights,
just like
which are leggings, which is what
yeah.
I create
Yeah.
now.
So you had no
And
sewing
this
experience
woman,
before that. You just were like popping into
zero.
it.
My mom always, yeah, my mom, she always gave us, like, these class books, like little crafts things that I could read the book and, like, teach myself how to make a friendship bracelet or whatever,
Yeah.
just to keep us busy. And I would do that at ballet, waiting for either my mom to pick me up, or I used to ride with, like, some of the neighborhood kids. And so I was waiting for them to be done. And, like, they literally were like, oh, you're creative. Like, sit right here, pinch the petal. And, like, and so that just, like, triggered something in me that I could take, like, this shape, which, you know, I kind of touched on, like, I wasn't the best reader. I didn't understand, like, words as well. So I could see the shape and make it something else. And, like, to me, that just, like, clicked so well.
That's
And
how
so I
your
remember,
that's the
like,
same with your
trying to
brother
make.
in with puzzles. Like that's how he visualizes puzzles.
Yeah.
He get like
Yeah.
that's you guys have that same visual like stimulus or something. I don't know, but that
Totally.
book seems very similar the way you see things. If you
Yeah.
can take a shape and make it in, because I mean, I couldn't take a piece of fabric and just know how to mold it into some pants. Like I wouldn't know how to cut
Yeah.
it.
Yeah, I mean, so to me it was like, oh my God, the coolest thing. It was like this puzzle, so to speak,
Okay.
that I could, like, put this shape and make it into something I wore that could be an expression of self. I loved clothes. I used to take, like, my dad's shirts and, like, wear them around my waist and tie, you know, I just always, my mom and dad say they had to, like, put locks on all of our drawers at home because I would, like, literally just take all the clothes out and, like, try them on. I remember I used to, like, hide under the bed, like, wearing, like, other people's clothes. I was like, you know, like, it's, like, so funny, like, this childhood sense of wonder. But yeah, so that I just, so to answer your question, I knew I loved clothes, and I knew that I loved what clothes represented. And I remember, like, we'd go on a camping trip, and I would wear the same outfit the whole time because it was like, I loved who I was to the world wearing that outfit. Like, it's like, it's amazing. Like, it carries so much more than like just like covering your parts, you know. It is who you are in a lot of ways. So when I was in high school, I basically was like, well, this is the only time I'm gonna apply to college in my whole life. So, you know, I'm gonna go for some crazy ones. You know, I was in art, like I was gonna graduate when I was a junior in high school because I had accumulated so many credits from doing school online. Because I preferred online instead of in person, and this was like back in 2010, so you know, online school was like not a thing. But I had just accumulated all these credits, and I was like, well, maybe I'll just graduate. I don't even like it here anyway. But I ended up staying for my senior year and just took art classes and. Like basically my whole schedule was electives. So for whatever reason I elected to take AP Calc but because I like solving
What?
puzzles. But then the rest were art classes. And so I had time to, you know, work on the portfolios and stuff. And so I applied to FIT, Parsons, Pratt Institute, just to say I did it, you know, like it was the one time I was gonna ever apply to school. Like, let me just see. And
Was FIT your first choice?
so I kind of, well, I didn't necessarily have first choices. I was just like doing it to walk through the fire. Like, I just didn't want to look back and say I didn't even try.
Because you didn't really
And
think it was an option
yeah.
prior to that. You weren't thinking college.
Absolutely. I had no way to pay for college, like, you know, unless I was in the state of Florida where I grew up. And, you know, so it really wasn't like something that I thought could be a reality. It was just something that I felt like I had to do. Because if you don't try, then you don't get what you want, right?
Very true.
Yeah, like
You miss 100% of the
so
shots you don't
anyway,
take. Wayne
don't
Gretzky.
take, yeah. Very good. But yeah, so I didn't get in. The first two schools I heard from were Parsons and Pratt. And so I didn't get into those. And the FIT application was later. It was very extensive, like they wanted to know that you were like already the best designer in the world and could like make anything on a sewing machine and like, you know, it's like crazy. But basically I submitted what I thought was good and realized pretty soon after that I had kind of like misinterpreted one of the projects, which was like a big deal,
So
like
you had to
a
do
big
more
part of the
than, was it like
application.
actually sewing stuff as part of your,
Yeah, so they wanted you to show that you could like sew something, like, you know, they just, and now that once I went there, I kind of looked back on the application process and they were like, oh, they just wanted to see where you were, you know. It wasn't that they necessarily cared, but they didn't even take SAT scores. Like they were like, this is all about, like, we don't care how you test. We care about what you can like actually accomplish. And yeah, so it was a really cool process to go through. I mean, my mom, I think, was really scared at the time that like there was going to be this like heartbreak of like, I can't pay for this. So you get in and then you can't even go kind of thing. So she was kind of, so I kind of hid it from her a little bit. I would do it all at night. Like, so I would binge watch Glee at 2 in the morning.
You masked your college applications with Glee, so your parents weren't suspicious. You better
Yeah,
not be
well, not
applying
that
for
they were
colleges up
suspicious,
there.
it was like, yeah, it was like 2 in the morning, nobody was awake, and I'd dance around listening to the loudest music ever. You cannot be tired if you're listening to Glee. But yeah, so I did all of my this application at night, after everybody went to sleep. And I didn't even tell my mom really that it was completed. And yeah, I just did it and wrote it off because I realized like I kind of really missed the boat on one of the sections. And so I was just like not getting my hopes up or anything. And but end of senior year, prom, I was making my prom dress. Literally, like, dyed all the lace. Like,
Making it what?
I look back and, I was like making it, and I was like, you know what? I'm not going to fashion school. I'm gonna be, something normal. And,
So what, going back
and
to the spot that
this
you
is like my
misinterpreted,
last.
what did you misinterpret? What was the project, and what did you do?
I can't remember
Okay.
exactly, but I just remember being like, oh, I totally didn't answer any of the questions that they were wanting. But
Like,
I
okay,
did
she's a
do like
politician.
this. Yeah. Yeah. I did do this mood board, quote unquote, that I didn't understand what a mood board was, but it was basically like, back in the early 2000s or whatever, like that decade, you would like cut out from a magazine all the words and like make a poem or something.
Can
So
you
I did
define
that, of
magazine
course,
for our
but
younger viewers?
oh my gosh, it's insane. People don't know what newspaper is. Anyway, that's a whole nother story. That's another topic. But
Like a vision board type of thing.
yeah, like a vision board.
Okay.
And so I like written out this whole thing about my quote unquote collection that I submitted was basically like instead of using rhinestones or beading or something, I used like broken pieces of mirror. And it was basically that like your perception of yourself is normally what cracks the mirror. It's like it's not anyone else's perception of you, it's yours. And so instead you should like take the broken pieces, how you see yourself, like, and wear them with pride kind of thing. Anyway, I was like
I
so
like that.
emo,
No, I was too. Jesse's
but
always
yeah,
like,
so
dude,
this.
you are so emo, 'cause I'll hear like Blink 182 or like Taking Back Sunday or Motion City soundtrack or something, and I know all the words, and she's like, "Oh wow, you were an emo in school, weren't you?" I was like, "I don't think so, but maybe, I don't know." But yeah.
It's so funny because I was this like bright, bubbly, blonde, curly hair, like, and I just was like so emotional. It's so funny. But anyway, like my mom ended up finding this vision board, and one of the phrases was like, it's a luxury to be an outsider. And my mom's like burst into tears. She's like mopping the house at 3 in the morning and burst into tears and comes wakes me up and it's like, I want you to get in, I want you to go,
Oh.
like all this stuff. So it was like this nice like coming together moment. But anyways,
I like that quote though. Say that again.
so it's a luxury to be an outsider.
I like
Isn't
that.
that good?
That is good. I like that.
Yeah, so then yeah, I was like me at 17 coming up with that. I was like, that could be a
That's like
slogan
that's a
for
college
an
version of
author.
"It's good to be weird." That's the more
Yeah,
educated version.
totally. Well, like it's like the fashion version. Fashion is all about
High
luxury.
fashion.
Yeah, high fashion. Yeah. So then make my prom dress, all this stuff, finish it the day of prom. So when
So fucking
everybody else is
crazy.
getting their hair done and stuff, I'm like finishing
Sewing
my
a
dress.
fucking dress.
And yeah, and I was very happy with it. It was like my last hoorah because I had written off me going to school at FIT. And my dad meets my mom or my nana or something at the mailbox to give the like boutonniere that I had forgotten at home for my date. And my dad like goes in the mailbox and there is like a gigantic package from FIT, like the day of my prom.
Oh,
And
wow.
he's like, what do I do with this? Like, he's like, I cannot even be holding this right now. But anyway, so I
Wow.
had gotten in the day of my prom. It was like so cute.
That's cool. So
And I
it's
think
like
maybe,
you wished it into existence. You're like, all right, I'm doing this. I'm
yeah,
making my fucking
basically.
prom dress and I'm going to fashion school.
And I had like already accepted the defeat and stuff, so when I did get in, it was like so cool. But and so then I like worked my tail off all summer to pay for school and stuff, and
Yeah, so how did that go? How
I
did
went.
I guess when did the so you got accepted and then how soon after the excitement was it like, okay, how am I gonna pay for this? Like, was that a I mean, it seemed like it was something at the forefront.
Yeah, I mean, I can't remember the details, but I just remember I went to a job interview. I was watching my brother Jack. He's the one who's autistic. I got a call back for a job interview at a frozen yogurt shop. And so
For
Jack has to
tits.
come with me to the Yeah, Jack has to come with me to the job interview,
Wow.
and basically, I just tell him, please stay in the car. Like, I know you understand me. Stay in the car. And I go into my job interview, and this is like a busy plaza, like next to a Publix, like a really great grocery store in the South. And so it's like a happening parking lot. And I'm like, Jack, just stay in the car. So I'm in this job interview, and the guy's like wanting me to like put on a performance of like how I would sell frozen yogurt. And the car. Like,
You're like looking out the window. He's jumping on cars and shit. Oh Pay his fucking tips and $2
literally
an
maybe that, but yeah, so at the end of the interview I basically just looked at the guy straight in the eyes, in the soul actually, and I was like, I need this job. And he was like, you need this job? And I was like, yes, I need this job. That's where I leave you with. And the end.
My brother's in the
And
car.
so
Now let me go.
I run to the car, and Jack is outside the car. He has the door open to the car, and I'm like, oh my God, what a wreck. But anyway, I did get that job. And
You didn't?
maybe, just maybe, I did.
Oh, you did. I was like, oh shit, you
And
didn't get
I think honestly, I got that job because it was like I just stared at him and I was like, give me this job.
All right, I did your
But
pony
anyway,
show. Now
yeah,
fucking hire
so
me.
yeah. Totally. But I did. I worked. So they had two locations, and I basically worked 40 hours at both of them. And they didn't pay me overtime because it was two separate businesses, I guess.
Oh, wow. So you're
But
working
I worked
80 hours a week?
from it, yeah, I worked from like 8 to 3 at the one in the mall, and then 2 miles away, I would work 3:30 to 9, and then 3:30 to 11:30 on weekends
Oh,
at the
wow.
other one. So yeah, I mean, I was like, any hours I could get, it was beautiful. As soon as I realized that being there meant I got paid, I was like,
I'll be your
oh, everybody give me your shifts. But yeah,
You're the
it's
most
like,
popular
but to
person
me
there.
it
Like,
was
Haley,
this,
do you want to take my shift?
yeah.
Haley, do you want to take my shift?
Oh my God, I remember one time I worked Christmas or New Year's Eve for this girl so she could go to the concert, and I had absolutely no plans other than working. So I
Yeah.
was like, oh hell yeah.
Like, sweet.
And she gave me like a $10 Starbucks gift card. I was like, oh my God, this is the most nice thing anybody's ever done for me. Like, it was just so funny, like so skewed. But but yeah, so I just worked my tail off, like, and I had financial aid just from like my parents being in a certain income bracket, and like I remember having to like figure out the rest, and it was yeah, basically like 9 grand or something that I had to like figure out how to pay, and I didn't know. And but I did it, and I didn't, of course, couldn't be a burden. I didn't want to be a burden, so I like figured it out on my own, and I really didn't take very many loans the whole way through my college, because I just had this like sense of I have to work so that I can have this opportunity. Like, to me it was like,
Most people
I
have
it
that.
was the it was not the work. Like, I wasn't like, oh, I'm working like to get to go to school or get, it was like my way out. Like, it was my way to everything I ever wanted, you know? So to me it was not, oh, like I'm just gonna get some lame degree. It was this beautiful,
You had purpose
like, I'm
behind
gonna
what you're doing.
learn something I'm gonna finally learn how to make clothes properly, and like, it was truly like the keys to the kingdom in my head. So to me, I had no problem working. And then when I was in school, that was like my only focus was school, because I was like, I'm not gonna work my ass off for school and then like throw school out the window. So I think a lot of people who move to New York when they're 17, they kind of they got get caught up in drugs, going
Yeah.
out, club scene, like you can really kind of get lost in it. And to me, I was like, no way. Like, this is my opportunity to be a person, like to be the woman of my dreams. Like, and so yeah.
So let's talk about that a little bit too, because I want to talk about like your experience at school and your, because you've talked to me about, in the library, you didn't have enough money to take the subway back home, and you would have to sit there in the library, and you couldn't sleep in the library or they would kick you out. So you learned to sleep sitting up so you could finish so you could s still go to school, essentially. Like, you didn't have enough money to go back and forth, so you had to stay at school overnight. So you just found a
Yeah.
loophole where if you sat up sleeping, you trained your you literally like you have like a military
Yeah.
background without the military. Like,
Oh my God, it's like so embarrassing when you say it, like when
no,
you say it.
that
Not
but
that,
it's not
but like
it's
it is like I see it through this lens of like, oh my God, this poor girl. Like
no, dude, you
now, because
never
it
saw
feels like
yourself
a different person,
as a
but
victim. You sat there and you were like, I'm in this situation In order to get out, I need to work. And you fucking did that. You
Yeah.
worked. And most people are like,
Hell yeah,
woe
I
is
did.
me. Woe is me. I'm a victim. I'm in this situation because of this and that. You said, no, I'm in this situation. I'm gonna do this. And I'm gonna get out of it. Like
Yeah.
that's not pity. That's like you're a damn superhero,
Yeah,
bro.
it's one
Like,
of the, you're so sweet. It's one
that's
of
just
the
like.
things I'm the most proud of in my life. Like the fact that I moved to one of the biggest cities in the world when I was 17. I had the like maturity enough where like, so I stayed in the dorms my first semester, which are expensive because they're across the street from the school, like, you know, and my grandparents, they lived a 2-hour train ride away. And I basically just said, I can't even pay for this dorm anyway. Like, if I live at grandma and grandpa's and take the train for 2 hours, I can, like, I'll save $5,000 this semester or whatever. And to me, that made perfect sense. It wasn't like, oh, I'm gonna lose out on this like amazing college experience. No way. Like to me, it was all profit. Being there, living in New York, like to me, it was all extra. Like that I never expected or, you know, thought I would ever get in a million years. So it was just walking in New York is the most energy you could ever get from any city in the I've ever been to.
Oh yeah.
And so anyway, I was like, I'm gonna take the train. I'll live with grandma and grandpa's. And guess what? Like it's 5 months or whatever the semester, and if it doesn't work out, I'll move back into the city or figure something out. And so I move to grandma and grandpa's, which was the most amazing thing in the world. Like I lost both of them this year, and so to have like those that time with them was like way better than any party I could have ever gone to. Like but basically the train was there, they have peak and off-peak hours, and so peak hours of course are getting into the city for like the 9 a.m., 8 a.m. job, leaving after the 5, you know, p.m. job leaves kind of thing. And so I should have been taking all peak trains, which were like $10 more. But I decided, oh, I'll take all the off-peak trains. And so I'll save $10 each way, and great. So then it's only $20 to get into the city and back. And then that kind of turned into, oh, well, like if I make my schedule so that I have class from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m., then I have to take the off-peak train back. And then I'm like, well, I'm already here at 10 p.m. Like I
Might
got
as
class
well.
tomorrow at 9 a.m. I'm gonna take the off-peak train at 4 in the morning. Here, back here, and I'll do something, go to the gym or something like in the morning to pass the time. I'm like, I'm staying. So,
It was just
and
more
of course,
convenient.
like, yeah, and of course, I'm like not asking anybody's opinion. Like, I didn't once cross the, like, tell my grandpa that, like, hey, by the way, I'm not coming home anymore. Like,
You're meanwhile, you're in the
but
library.
yeah. Well, I had like, so the work at school was crazy. Like they asked so much. And on top of that, it's creative work. It's not you're just like punching through, you know, you have to like figure. You're like becoming a designer, like, and they're just like asking a ton of you. So to me, it was like I was already gonna be like up working on my projects. Like,
yeah.
This way, I don't have to buy a computer because I can't afford a computer.
Yeah, you're using the school one because you live there.
I'll use the school computer. Yeah. Okay. And anyway, so like the draping labs, like where you could actually work on your dress forms and stuff, they were only open till 2. They don't want people sewing through their fingers and stuff at 4 in the morning.
Mm.
So they actually physically kick you out. But in the computer
and you were
lab,
getting kicked
24
out
hour lab, I was
they were
oh,
like,
every day.
It's time
yeah.
to go. No more
yeah.
work, you work.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I just got into this like zone where I was like staying awake, and I was honestly, you know, so I did teach myself how to like sleep in lots of different ways. Like I'd sleep on the subway, I'd sleep, you know, like it, like in public, like
yeah,
in New
yeah,
York
yeah.
City. And
Best
but
sleep you've
you know,
ever
I
gotten.
kind of like oh, have absolutely right on the subway, mouth wide open, and people like playing games, like throwing stuff in my mouth. That's
exactly the
I
dream,
actually
the
went
American
there
dream right there.
Yeah, the American
That's when
dream.
she knew she made it,
Oh
everybody.
man. But anyway, yeah, so I mean, up till 3 in the morning, no problem. 3 to 5 a.m.
The worst.
That's where you start unlocking the hallucinations.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They're and especially like I would do multiple days in a row, just depending on how much work I had to do. And it was like I definitely believe that it is what made me the designer that I am today, because I think it unlocked a lot of things in my brain that maybe would have never been unlocked before. Because, you know, not really, I'm not into drugs, and because I think it's really special, like the way our brains are mapped, and you can definitely access things that like mushrooms or whatever would bring you, just by the sleep deprivation, breath work. There's lots of things that you can do to feel that
yeah.
euphoria. But
that's
anyway,
where some of your best ideas came from, I bet, right? From
well, yeah, I mean, and I was just so focused, and it gave me this like opportunity when I was there for all these hours. It was like I was like suspended in time, like every time. So instead of like, oh my god, this is so miserable, I would like started becoming like so excited for the night, so that like I could just completely suspend in time, like truly, like I had all of this opportunity, because when you're sleep deprived, it takes so long for you to get through the night, because all you want to do is sleep. Every minute that passes, you're like, oh my god, this feels like an hour. But if you allow if you make your brain if you make your brain stay awake and resist the urge to sleep, then this like super long night becomes this opportunity to get all this work done, like, you know, do all of these things, like, you know. And I did, like, that's where I think I have like some of my best ideas, my best work came from there. And then I would like sleep for 14 hours every like time I would get home. But
done.
But yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy, but it became great friends with the baristas at the like corner stores. Like they're like, why is this girl here? But
oh, that's great. So
yeah. So
let's talk about the fusion. Let's fast forward, I guess, to the fusion fashion show. Because what?
Yeah.
For people who don't know what that is, it's a fashion show that and I'm gonna fuck this whole thing up, but basically, it's a fashion show that FIT puts on.
Is it? You're doing good so far.
That you created a whole look for and different outfits for. And what grade, what year was this that you won the show? Because it's like a showcase for all the designers, right? Okay.
Yeah, so basically you did really good.
I
You remember so much. I'm
don't
so
remember anything
happy.
usually.
But basically fusion fashion show for like 16, 17 years, it was like the big football game, essentially. It was FIT versus Parsons.
Oh, okay.
Remember Parsons
Yep.
didn't accept
You're like, you
me,
didn't fucking accept
but
me, you sons of
so
bitches.
Parsons,
So
I
you're competing against different
am like
schools.
my whole, the theme of my life is redemption. But
Oh,
so yeah, it's like FIT versus Parsons are the best schools, in the country, definitely,
where's Parsons? What part of
for
the country?
fashion
What where?
in New York.
Oh, okay.
So Fifth Ave and 14th Street, like Union Square area,
Okay.
but beautiful, beautiful buildings. Yeah, they pay a lot more money than at FIT, so we're
Good.
like we're the gritty ones.
That
But
that's where most of the good stuff
anyway,
comes from. That grit, baby.
right. So it was FIT formed a like you would. Like basically submit a portfolio of five looks, and FIT formed a team of 15 designers, and Parsons did the same thing. And then we had basically like 5 months to complete the five looks that we put into our portfolio that we got accepted with. They
So
had to be those exact things. You had to.
when you put a look into a perform, sorry, I just want to make sure we're clear
Yeah,
on.
yeah, yeah.
Is so you draw it
Ask me
out or
questions.
you sketch it out?
Yeah.
Okay, so you
I'll
submit
sketch.
a sketch
You would
and
take basically like a fabric sample.
okay.
Yeah, you would have like a fabric sample so that you could kind of like, when you're viewing the sketches, you could like feel what it would look like,
Okay.
what it would feel like. And it's very like imaginative. But yes, you do sketch them. And because their drawings, you can sketch anything you want.
Yeah.
The hard part is actually making that garment come to fruition. You had to make the exact things that you
Oh
manifested
shit.
in
Okay.
your portfolio. Yeah. So this was like a huge question behind it because Parsons is known for being extremely conceptual, like very out of the box thinkers, and they can draw beautifully. But FIT really excelled in the actual construction of garments so that things would actually look good when, or look like they were
The garment.
imagined
Okay.
when they go down the runway. Yeah. So March-ish, we have the fashion show every year. It gets judged by industry professionals. And it's really like, there are definitely eyes on the show. Like I remember the year before I was part of it, I applied but didn't get in.
What year did you get
And
in?
one of the girls who was, I got when I was a junior.
Junior, okay.
So it was, yeah, they didn't want seniors part of it because they wanted seniors to focus on the CFDA
Okay.
and like their senior portfolios and stuff, but underclassmen could do it. There, yeah, the a girl, Gabriella Espinosa, I'll never forget. Lady Gaga wore one of her pieces that she had in the show. I was like, wait, Lady Gaga? So it was definitely like a super cool thing that, it was amazing just to be a part of. And I had not gotten in the show the year before, so to even be part of it and to be have an excuse to actually make a full collection that you could show employers or whatever when you're out of school. It was really just an amazing opportunity.
So
And
real quick, what out of all the, because I feel like you chose a very unique medium with what you made clothes out of compared to what other, did anyone else, and You chose, what was your medium that you chose to make your?
So I am a knitter. So I learned to knit when I was in sixth grade, worked at the library, knitted the whole time, and so I loved to knit. To me, it was this like amazing mathematical, each stitch is like a cube or a square in the graph, and you could make anything you had ever wanted in any shape, in any, and you weren't, it was completely birthed by you instead of, the fabric exists and, the fabric is beaded or whatever. So that's what makes it beautiful. I wanted it to be like from a piece of thread, from a piece of yarn, like this is my creation.
Did anyone else choose that? Or were you the only one?
No, so I was the only one who knitted in this show. Even though knitwear was a specialization at FIT, it's something that you learn, seniors and juniors have the opportunity to do it. But yeah, so I was just basically using what I had learned or taught myself, sort of thing, with all of the mind expansive design that FIT taught me, using all of that. I used anyway. But so I knitted this whole, I submitted a fully knitted five look collection to get into this fusion fashion show.
This ain't your
And they
grandma's
were
quilt.
all
Let me just interject here and this ain't your grandma's
yeah.
quilt here that she's knitting. These things, when I saw it, I'm like, 'cause if anyone out there is thinking like I'm thinking, I'm like, knit? Like, what did you knit? Like a couple of oven mitts or something, or like a pot holder or something? Like, and then if you go in and I'm gonna include, I might put a picture of I think with you in the middle of all the models with the look, with all their dresses on,
Totally.
as the whatever, what is it called? The
As like
icon
the
or the,
icon or whatever,
I
the
can't remember the word. But the placard of the
that's like
show.
the MySpace version the
But dude,
icon.
it
Anyway,
is
yeah.
the looks, what she made out of fucking yarn will blow your mind. Because when you hear you knit some shit for a fashion show, what you see when you Google it and what is in your head are two fucking completely different things. I didn't even know you could do that with yarn. Like, I mean, it's crazy. And that's why you won. Spoiler, she won.
I didn't actually know either. But it was like I always just wanted to like explore. Like I always wanted to just see what I could do. So the five looks were all based on my five fingerprints on my right hand. I literally took my five fingerprints, and that was the mood board. There was
What?
no looking up what other designers are doing. Like this was I took my fingerprints and the shapes and like
Didn't
all
know
of
that.
the yeah, so the first look out was literally this red robe, I guess, long floor length jacket sweater, and I had knitted my fingerprint on the back, and to me it was this like it was my identity as a designer. Like this was my first fashion show.
Wow.
I was like, I wanted everyone to know who I was. And so this was like my unique fingerprint on the show. But
Wow.
so I did. So I took all of my and you could see in the pamphlet or whatever, Fingerprints by Hailee Byfield. And the first look comes out, and it's literally my fingerprint on the back. It like all kind of like, connected,
Spirals.
I guess. And then there was this other like metallic yarn that I was obsessed with, and I was like, that looks like ink. And like, yeah, so it was, and you see this like sort of lace knitting, it's so beautifully, all the details. Like, it's not just, oh, you buy some fabric, you cut it up. This is
No.
every single stitch is intentional. It's like, yeah.
I mean, you
And
said
I,
and two up until
and
the show. You were sewing up until, I think the moment the models
Well,
were going
knitting,
out,
yeah.
like you were sewing, yeah, knitting. You were knitting while they were like
Yeah.
going out, like finishing
So,
fucking.
I mean, talk about all-nighters. Talk about all-nighters. I was awake so much, just knitting. And I do think it had like this meditative thing, like in my head, I was not actually there. 'Cause I even one of the pieces I knitted while I was had my wisdom teeth taken out, like on
The
the
last
not there. Ridiculous. But yeah, I have to find my
I'm
charger.
trying to pull up a
But
picture and share my screen with, and just to show the looks here. I think if I type in your name and Fusion Fashion Show, it comes up.
oh, are the viewers going to be able to see me?
Huh?
Like, is it a video podcast like Joe Rogan?
Well, I have so I usually keep the videos. I've recorded the last, I don't know, 20 episodes with video, but I've only been putting out the audio. But I have
Oh.
a few people going through my back catalog and taking clips out. So I'm gonna start
Oh,
posting,
cool.
like I have, I mean, 47 episodes at this point, or 40, I think,
Yeah.
40 something episodes, and I like 2,000 hours of fucking content, so it's like some stupid, or
Oh my
2,000
gosh,
minutes or
unbelievable.
something like that of content. So I need to, and I just I'm bad at promoting
Crazy.
it, so I gotta use it.